From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Samer Rocky Taya first came on our program 3 years ago and told us about his struggle with obesity. At the time, he weighed 400 pounds.
I really don't get myself. I know my parents feel sad for me. Who wouldn't? I'm the fattest kid in my house. I'm the fattest person on my block. I'm the fattest teenager I know.
Rocky told us then about his concerned mother, his teasing sister, and his own dreams of being thin. A lot has changed for Rocky since he first went on our air. He's 19 now and a freshman in college, and a year ago he underwent weight loss surgery.
When I was 11 years old, I made a promise I couldn't keep. I was on vacation at my uncle's house, and after a fun day of swimming, with my shirt on, of course, I went into the bathroom and nervously stepped on the scale. 200 pounds. So I swore to Allah, something you're not supposed to do in the bathroom, that I wouldn't get any fatter. But I could never slam the door on food, my comfort for life, my best friend in chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
You have a choice to lose weight. Just now you ate a pint of ice cream. Is that necessary?
I ate a pint of ice cream just
you
now.
You ate a pint of ice cream, strawberry ice cream.
That's my twin sister and me. Just now, I recorded it when I was 15 for my first radio story.
Yesterday you ate three bowls of cereal.
It was not strawberry ice. It was fudge ice cream.
The night before my story aired, I thought everyone was just going to hear me as a fat, sad complainer who really didn't want to lose weight.
This message is for Rocky.
But so many people wrote in, and I didn't feel alone anymore.
Despite being a Jewish anorexic, I identified...
That means having healthy munchies around, you know, raisins, fruit.
If Rocky wants to ask me about it, tell him to feel free to email me or call me.
Unbelievable.
I went from hiding my problems to telling millions of strangers.
On the Jane Pauley Show.
And when the Jane Pauley Show came knocking, I was fatter than ever.
My name is Rocky. I'm 16.
There I was, in soft focus, with what seemed like my only friends in the world, my cat Simba, and of course, the refrigerator.
I need to lose weight or I'm gonna die.
I was on the show with a whole panel of fat kids.
Rachel is so young.
The girl sitting next to me was scheduled to have a new type of weight loss surgery. The lap band, an inflatable ring around the top part of your stomach.
Way, way, way too big.
Her surgeon, Dr. George Fielding, told us that diet and exercise for morbidly obese people like me is just hopeless.
And her realistic chances of losing that weight, it's effectively zero.
For a year, those words kept on repeating over and over in my head, like a nonstop washing machine getting louder and louder. I always knew surgery was an option. I just thought of it as a last resort, like for people who are so fat they can't even move. And I wasn't at that point. By my last year of high school, I was 300 pounds overweight. 300 reasons for my mom to be angry and concerned.
I want to see you outside, hang out, have friends, have a life.
I don't have a life?
Not like your brothers, no.
What? Don't make it seem like I'm just a caveman.
But you're not doing nothing, and every week you gain weight.
I'm not doing nothing?
Nothing.
Don't you think dealing with my weight mentally is exhausting?
You're not doing nothing.
I'm dealing with it in my head.
Is your head helping you?
No. Let's make it clear. I wasn't just a fat boy sitting in the corner looking depressed. At school, I made people know me for more than just a kid who wore a size 64 pants. Am I funny?
Yeah, you're funny.
So shouldn't that overshadow my size?
Nothing can overshadow your size.
Just like nothing could overshadow your bad grades. No, really, come on. But I had bigger problems than just coming up with good, quick insults. I had to request an elevator pass to get me up two flights of stairs. And a special desk in each of my classrooms. I weighed 517 pounds. So I made a decision to have surgery and save my life. My brother and sister told me I was taking the easy way out.
You don't even take gym class.
I do take gym class.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
I'm medically excused from gym.
Oh, see?
Sammy,
you put
again,
no effort into
okay,
it.
It's again with my theory.
Do you not wake up in the morning eating a Hershey bar or something? That's issues right there. That's something you have to control in yourself.
Hello. I know I have a weight problem. Okay. My solution to my weight problem is surgery.
No.
No.
It's a risk.
Because that's not your solution. No, it's not.
Hey, this is Rocky. It's Sunday night and the day before my surgery.
Before I could finally have the operation, I had to go on a two-week low-calorie liquid diet.
I've just been sleeping every day just to get through the day without food, and it's sad to see how strong food has a control over me. But I can do it. I'm ready to say goodbye to food. It's gonna kill me if I don't say goodbye. What are we doing today?
You doing your surgery?
That's my mom and me at the hospital.
How do you feel?
Scared.
What are you afraid of?
God forbid if something happened to you, that's why. That's why I couldn't even look at you. I said, oh my God, if I have something happen to him, what am I going to do with my life?
It was finally time. I put on a blue gown and went into a small room to wait. Wait for my name to be called. Wait for my new life to begin.
It's 11:57, April 10th, the day of my surgery. I had the surgery. I want to cry, but it's going to hurt if I cry. I can't wait to see what my new life has to in store for me. I can't wait.
Months after surgery, I was already trying to push the lap band to the limit. First with Pringles, then with Chinese food. My Saturday night dates with TV and food continued. The lap band controlled how much I ate, but it didn't control why I ate. So what do I do when I'm sad, frustrated, or bored?
I feel really full. My body's telling me no, but my mind is telling me yeah. I have to learn to accept it, or I'm just going to keep on throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. There comes the soup. I definitely ate too much. I'm hovering over this thing because I know it's coming out. And there goes my dinner. Back into the sink.
This was it. I thought I found a secret loophole, a way to still eat my emotions away and lose weight. I didn't think there was anything wrong with throwing up. But then a nutritionist in my surgeon's office told me the lap band could slip and would have to be removed, and that I might destroy my esophagus.
Do you want it over ice? Or
see you later, hero sandwich. Hello, pumpkin spice latte with half and half. I know I'm supposed to avoid liquid calories, but that's the only thing that can make me feel happy and not make me throw up. And even with my daily trips to Starbucks, I managed to lose 200 pounds in 1 year.
Are you excited?
The last time my friend Letitia saw me, I was huge.
We used to hang out. People used to look at us like, why is that pretty skinny girl with him?
The train was the worst.
Oh, yeah. With the boys. Remember when that movie came out and that boy was calling you Fat Albert?
He was?
Yes, damn.
When?
There was a hey. That's
reactions have changed. Letitia even says people are looking at us like we're a couple. This is a new person, and I look so good. But Letitia thinks my weight is the only thing different.
Why do you think because you're skinnier you look good? To me, you looked good before.
Oh, don't lie. Don't I look so much better now?
You look better. You look better, but you're still the same person.
But I'm not. I'm not Rocky anymore. I wish this me could have told huge monster Rocky just how better life is, how much more fun life is, how alive I feel. I do want to figure out why I got so big, and I still eat to feel good, like when I'm bored or I can't express how I feel. My body is marked with scars and extra skin, reminding me every day just how big I was. But even now, with another 100 pounds to lose, when I'm walking down the street, I feel like I'm flying, like the wind is pushing me along. And when I see little fat kids, I want to wake them up and tell them before it's too late just how hard life is for a fat teenager, so they won't have to grow up to be like me with a band around their stomach. For NPR News, I'm Samer Rocky Taya in New York.
Rocky Taya recorded his story for Radio Rookies, a program of member station WNYC in New York. It was produced by Kari Pitkin and edited by Marianne McCune and Karen Michelle. You can hear Rocky's original story and see photos of him then and now at npr.org.